Welcome to another Vantage Points Flashback, where we highlight personalities, places, and opportunities in history, the stories that shape us as a region. Thank you, Municipal Councils of Southwest Manitoba and Manitoba Heritage, for supporting our work. Sisters of Grande Clairière. Pardon me, after 35 years, my English is still not the best. I'm Sister Marie St. Paul. I came from France in 1898, and now, tragically, our work in Grande Clairière is done. Dear Father Guerre started this. As a Catholic priest in France, God called him to establish a mission in Manitoba, finding his way to Oak Lake by train and then to the sand hills west of Hartney. He felt the sheltering of these hills and trees. Father had heard that a French-speaking Métis community had settled here after Fort Grant closed. Perhaps, he thought, these families would welcome him. Well, within days he celebrated Mass. Please remember, the Northwest Rebellion had just been silenced and Riel hanged. Métis families everywhere appreciated the support and public affirmation our church offered. A year later, Father Guerre went on an immigration quest. His charm convinced four of us sisters and 80 French families to follow him to Manitoba. 40 settled in Grande Clairière. After a grueling journey, we arrived to what we felt was utter destitution. But with new families came new vigor. Soon we had a school, convent, and beautiful church for 300 parishioners. Shops sprang up. A thriving community emerged. And then? Our grand clearing attracted the wrath of men and God. Soon after our school opened, the province refused funding to private schools. For wealthier Protestants, this was an inconvenience. For our people, it meant great hardship. We persevered. Even though our land is sandy and not so productive, the community kept us going. But the weather can be cruel. In 1907, a tornado collapsed our beautiful church. I was awed by its raw power and saddened for the blow to our town. We grieved. We rebuilt even more beautifully. And we thrived for a time, until in 1923, a fire took our convent. We stood and watched the angry flames, knowing dear Sister St. Pierre, elderly, ill and sleeping, was trapped on the second floor. Two neighbors arrived with a ladder. We watched in horror as they risked their lives to wrap our sister in sheets and bring her down one very shaky ladder. In the midst of tragedy, God does offer mercy. But our blessed work here ended that day. School continued for a time in the billiard hall, and eventually a school was built, but the funds were not found to rebuild our convent. I and the sisters will retreat now to Winnipeg. I trust the church here will carry on as there remain dedicated farm families. Grande Clairière, we've loved you and bid you adieu. Au revoir. I adapted Sisters of Grande Clairière from a story written for Vantage Points 3. Vantage Points is a 5-book series of stories about the layers of history in Southwest Manitoba. All stories in this radio series can be found at discoverwestman.com/community. Please learn about the Turtle Mountain Surface Plains Heritage Association and talk with us. Our website is vantagepoints.ca. See you later.